What will the internet look like in 5 years? Well, Cisco Systems has a comprehensive big data report that predicts who the winners and losers will be in the digital economy. Techonomics host Jason Middleton talks with a Cisco executive about what the future holds for the internet. That conversation starts now.
Hello and welcome back. Predicting anything 5 years out is difficult enough. Having zettabytes of data lying around about past behavior can help, though, when it comes to picking out trends. And Cisco's Visual Networking Index is remarkably good at making those predictions. It's an annual data scrape and analysis from the San Jose-based company. Coming up now is part two of my chat with a Cisco executive about this year's index and what it's pointing at when it comes to the future usage of the internet.
In our forecast, we build in innovations to compression data rates, that there'll be at least a 30% improvement in data compression over a five-year period.
Well, that's a tease into one of the key findings from Cisco. Video consumption will likely, well, consume the bulk of internet traffic. Finding compression formulas that work with Ultra HD video? Well, that's some Pied Piper stuff right there.
This file sync thing is confusing. When I put videos into my main folder, it says it uploaded them, but then I
didn't see where they went. It said stuff was on my phone and my iPad, but when I looked at the memory, it said 0K used. So stuff wasn't on there.
That's the platform. He's describing the platform and what's great about it. Well, clearly, he doesn't get it. Clearly, none of these people get it. Maybe this is a bad group.
This is the fifth one today, and it's the least hostile reaction we've seen.
That's from HBO's first season of Silicon Valley, and this is my chat with Cisco's director of marketing, Thomas Barnett. Something else that came out of your report that stood out and something we've been trying to cover here is the hurry up and wait aspect when it comes to augmented and virtual realities. I'm wondering what kind of data you pulled out on AR and VR, given that we just have some new AR things coming out for our faces just this week from a couple of companies.
Right. AR and VR, it's a nascent technology, but for those who are into it, a very engaging technology. And so we're actually seeing sevenfold growth from AR and VR activity. Now, largely this has been in the consumer side, and of course we saw the one of those apps might be Pokemon Go, sort of, and we saw a major fail with Pokemon Go just this weekend.
My daughter, speaking of which, was disappointed.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of enterprise and business applications. If you think about remote surgery, telesurgery, if you think about even shipping, where how do I want to fill this truck up? I can virtually say how many boxes and what's going to be in here. So there are many different applications. And the key thing about it is, in order for anything to be adopted, it has to be affordable. And so a lot of the augmented reality you can do with your current cell phone. You also have the small boxes, you know, that you see that are, you know, $15 to $20, so very affordable.
Right.
And then on the high end, we do have some of the high-end viewers, if you will, that are more $100, couple hundred dollars, but it's affordable. It's not something that, think of other things that came out that were in the thousands, multi-thousands dollars, and so only a few could adopt them. We have the devices that we need to consume and use AR and VR pretty much right now. It's a growth trend. It's a growth area. And the applications, again, starting in consumer, will find their way into a lot of different business applications as well.
I think you're right. I think that Google Glass comes to mind. $1,100 off the shelf, and now it's coming back as an enterprise, like you said, remote work situation, right? So
yeah,
I think engineering is another opportunity for
more purpose-built, right? So
totally.
It's purpose-built, and it's designed for the right end user that can afford that.
AR, VR means more data needs to be pushed through the pipes. How does that touch Cisco?
You know, data, again, it's how you build that capacity. But there's always innovation going on. So with video, for example, in our forecast, we build in innovations to compression data rates, that there'll be at least a 30% improvement in data compression over a five-year period. We're also seeing, from an access network perspective, ongoing innovations. Anyone who has a mobile device knows that 5G is coming. 5G will give us more capacity. There's also innovations on the cable side. People are laying more fiber, and there are innovations with Wi-Fi. So Wi-Fi 802.11ax, I believe, is a new standard, and it'll give you more bandwidth. So we're getting improvements across the board. Again, the key thing is All these things are new. If you bought a new car that had more features, you'd be willing to pay for it.
Right.
We're not willing to pay for all this great new stuff that we're seeing on the network.
Right.
That's the challenge, right?
That's totally the challenge, because it's much like real traffic, where if you put an extra lane on a highway, traffic goes down for a little bit, but then it fills back up, right?
Exactly.
So if we have all this new capacity, we're going to use it.
It will get filled up eventually.
We just don't want to pay for it. Let's go macro before I give you the floor, okay? Because I'm sure you have some takeaways that I was not able to dig into. The big headline coming out of this one was the Visual Networking Index, which is what we're talking about, from Cisco. The global annual IP traffic is going to exceed 3 zettabytes. Am I saying that right?
3 zettabytes.
By 2021.
By 2021.
That sounds high. Is that high? Help me understand. Get my arms around zettabyte.
A zettabyte is a trillion gigabytes. When we first started doing the forecast, the zettabyte was the unit of measure that we said that's what we talked about, the zettabyte era, getting to the zettabyte era.
Okay.
Last year was the first year that annual traffic by 2020 was going to exceed a zettabyte.
Uh-huh.
And just a year later, by 2021, as you see, we're at, you know, the multi-zettabyte era.
Right.
So
that pulls into focus almost everything you've been saying about the more endpoints we have, the more capacity we have, the more capabilities and infrastructure, we're going to fill it up quickly.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, all the movies ever made will cross the internet every minute by 2021.
I'm still wrapping my head around that one.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff. And that's a global network.
Well, you guys are sitting pretty cherry then, since you're the routers and switchers guys.
There's a lot of other stuff that goes in there, and we have competition.
Oh, so that's right. There's, you know, a free marketplace.
It's a free marketplace, and we're happy to compete. We're happy to compete.
Right on. Thomas, like I said, you have been looking at this a lot longer than I've had the capacity to use your word. I mean, was there something that stood out for you?
One, just really the reality of the Internet of Things. So many things have hype associated with them, and you don't know if there are things that we – a thought would come to fruition that never did. But this Internet of Things is really real. And we're seeing it not only in terms of the number of connections, but in the business verticals where they're actually making a difference. So connected home, connected health, connected car, connected work, all those have tremendous growth rates. And we're seeing applications and real ecosystems being built around those and partnerships that never happened before.
Yeah.
So I'd say that's number one. We talked about the traffic growth before. Part of the diversity is the changing in the types of traffic. And just I'll speak just about video.
Okay.
In the United States, for example, by 2021, over 30% of our video traffic will not be HD. It'll be ultra HD, 4K.
Right.
So we see – I don't have a 4K video monitor in my house yet, but 4K video – takes up 2.5 times more bandwidth than HD. And most of us are watching HD now.
All right.
So there's increasing levels of, I guess, clarity and depth experience that we still see coming.
Right.
A lot of things, special events like Super Bowls and Olympics and other things drive us to try to use these.
Right.
So I would say that would be the other one. And then really the whole thing about mobility. By 2021, almost 75% of the world's internet traffic will be mobile, about 53% of it Wi-Fi and 20% of it cellular. We're untethered, right?
Yeah.
And the expectations, and this is on the cusp of where we see 5G coming. So there's going to be greater demand. 4G has grown faster than we ever expected, and Wi-Fi networks are still big and growing.
Yes.
So those are just some of the things that sort of struck me.
Huge takeaways. And keeping up has got to be, it's a roadrunner game for the industry, for the hardware that backs up all these expectations that these consumers have. And, of course, businesses trying to keep up. They need this data. I'm super impressed. This is one of my favorite annual reports, really. But thank you for helping make some sense out of it.
It's really a pleasure. Again, it's nice to be able to have an in-depth conversation. Many of our interviews go very quickly, and they just focus on one point. So it was really nice to be able to go into it.
Thomas, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That was Thomas Barnett, Director of Marketing at Cisco, based in San Jose, California. This is part 2 of 2 with Mr. Barnett as we discuss Cisco's 12th annual Visual Networking Index. It's a report that all kinds of companies rely on to predict what's next for the internet and how we use it. We also have a presence at facebook.com/techonomicsradio. We post links as well as the music we use each week there, too. Coming up after the break, we get a little low-tech and a little high-tech with summer barbecue equipment. That's right, Labor Day is right around the corner. So we grab some gear from Sunset Magazine as well as Sunset's food editor. That's next on Techonomics. I'm Jason Middleton. Please come on back.